Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We
have like 30 minutes only.
Now
first prepare your offering and a tithe.
And
all the offerings that we give them, then we quickly move. We do not have time. You come and give. You quickly give that we finish this our message. May God increase you, that you have what to use in this life and in serving God, and that you keep banking, that you have that enough, that you more prepare for your offsprings, then you glorify one who called you. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that the holy power of God gave all that we need in this life in the godliness, moving to understand the one who called us. In that authority, it is the Holy Spirit. One gets from that of the Father. What is of the Father is of the Son. And he gives us. As in the John chapter 16, verse 12 up to 15. And that Holy Spirit, he fulfilleth those that God the Father and the Son, they pointed the finger be ours, and many like those
they
are with them. As the Job 23 verse 14, and prepared already the blessing, and prepared us move by them. As in the Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 saying, we are God's workmanship, prepared Christ in just Jesus for the good works that God ordained we move by them before the world was. And we thank him, God the Father. Bless us in the heavenly places. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Before the world wars.
That's
in the Ephesians 1, verse 3 up to 5.
God
blessing be with you. And you hold it. You have what is in this life. And in serving God, you move into understand him. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uganda's last chance.
Chance ya Uganda is same by you.
The year 2020.
Omwaka biri abiri mwena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The year 2024.
Omwaka biri abiri mwena.
Uganda's last chance before the Lord.
Ye chance ya Uganda is same by you masoga mukama.
To stand in God's worldwide call upon it.
Okuyimirira mu kuyitibwa kwa Mukama kw'ensi yonna okugiriko.
And the year 2024.
Era omwaka 2024
is the beginning of the greatest worldwide praising and worshiping God.
Yentandikwa yokusinza okw'ensi yonna okukulu n'okutendereza Mukama.
Together with the prophetic prayers.
Wamune sale zobunabi.
And it is gonna cause the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
To change
us into new people. Glorious people.
Abantu abechitibwa.
Powerful people.
Abantu abamanyi.
With all favors from the Lord.
No kuganja kwono kuveri mukama.
To move the greatest call.
Okutambuza okuyitibwa kw'ensi zonna okukulu okuli kugwanga
Uganda.
Okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna okwa Katonda okukulu okuli kugwanga Uganda.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Amen.
Era nga bwe nsusa okutegeezaako mu kitundu kiri ekyasoose.
Just as I told you in the first part.
Bwe twasomye mu Luke essula eri ekkumi n'essatu.
When we read in the Luke chapter 13.
Olw'omukaaga paka olw'omwenda.
Verse 6 to 9. But mostly verse 8 and 9. And our Lord Jesus Christ interceded before God the Father for only 1 year, this year 2024.
that
he digs us and he water us with water in the words. As the nation of Uganda, that we get the worldwide call that upon us,
and
we begin it in might,
the
midst of all praising and worshiping.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's repeat this look as we summarize.
Luke chapter
13, verse 6.
Nayogera olugero luno nti waliwo omuntu eyalina omutiini ogwali gusimbiddwa.
Let's read verse 8 and 9 because of time.
Luke chapter 13
and verse 8.
Yena addamu n'amugamba nti, Mukama wange, guleke mu mwaka guno, era ngutemere temere, ngutekeko obusa.
And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and fertilize it. Verse
9.
And if it bears fruit, well, and if not, then after that, you shall cut it down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I told you that after God the Father, calling God the world, that we know as God the Son,
yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, that
known
as the Spirit of the Lord, and he told them, I'm tired. Because I called Uganda,
through
prophets in the scriptures, and I sent them in through the history, mostly the European explorers, in the history of that nation, and I sent the prophets from within them, outside the nations, and I speak to them to stand for my sake unto the nations, and they led the worldwide call, but they could not, even if them to bear fruits,
may
that put there the harvest of spirits returning to heaven from the entire world.
May
they have great destruction unto many. I am tired of them. Our Lord Jesus entered into that intercession that you've heard in the Luke chapter 13, verses 8 and
9.
For in the 6 and 7, the Father was murmuring upon our fruits as the nation, the people, and the land beyond the river of Ethiopia, at the source of the river Nile,
in
the nation of Uganda, that called to lift the banner and to blow the trumpet, calling all nations to return unto God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, from God to then create heavens and earth. As
it's
in Isaiah 18, verses 1 to
3,
just as we read before, when we entered verse 4,
to
enter verse 7, he expects harvests from us,
to
harvest human spirits, get them from the world, to save them from hell and the lake of fire, as they are taken back in heaven.
And
we fail to do that work among ourselves and to do them in the nations. And as we heard in Isaiah 18, this verse 4 up to 7, and he says this, Isaiah chapter 18
and
verse 4,
era ndiraba nga nyima mu kifo kyange wentudde ng'olubuguma olutemagana mu misa Mumusana, ngechire chomusulo mulubugumu olombire byo kukunguliramu.
For so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will watch from my dwelling place like a clear heat in sunshine, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. Verse 5.
Kubanga kukungulanga tekunnabaawo okumulisa nga kuwedde, N'ekimuli nga kifuuka zabbibu eyengera, aliwo agula obutabi n'ebiwabyo, n'amatabi agalanda aligaggyawo n'agatema.
For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall both cut off the sprigs. He shall cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. Verse 6.
Galirekera wamwe nyonyi ezamaddu ezokunsozi nesole ezensi. Era nyonyi ezamaddu zirigatulako mucheya. Nesolozo nezensi zirigaberako mutogo.
They shall be left together for the fowls of the mountains and for the beasts of the earth. And the fowls shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. Verse 7.
Mubire ebyo ekirabo kireeterwa Mukama owejje eky'abantu abawanvu era abaweweevu n'okuva eri abantu ababanga ab'entiisa kasookedde babeerawo naguno gujwa eggwanga erigera era erinyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emiga gigisazeemu eri ekifo eky'erinnya lya Mukama owejje olusozi Sayuuni.
In that time shall a gift be brought unto the Lord of hosts from the people tall and smooth of skin, and from a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and trodden down underfoot, whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion.
Hey.
Yes.
Abantu bali waswimi gaja
Ethiopia. The people beyond the river of Ethiopia, at the source of River Nile. Their land, the rivers divide within it. You know when you reach at Jinja, River Nile take its course. Lake Victoria take the other side of its course. That's the land spoken of.
The
Father began in verse 4, waiting for harvests for a long time. Remember, he sent people from Austria in 1992, and they wrote in the New Vision newspaper, and they said that God is here in Uganda doing his final work. In the year 1992,
95,
Apostle John Mulinde stood
Prayer
Mountain, Uganda,
and World Trumpet Mission,
the World Trumpet Mission had to stand in God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda. God has called us to leave the banner of truth of his word, righteousness and holiness, and to blow the trumpet of the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God in righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we call nations, we turn to the true God. But that work, we did commit ourselves with all of our hearts. We appeared divided among ourselves. We didn't join up to do that work. That's why he said he had gotten tired.
Then
if not for the Christ our Lord, as in Romans 8:34,
who
is on the right hand of God the Father, moving on to intercede for us, as interceded in Luke chapter 13, verse 8 and 9.
That
they give them only 1 year, the year 2024. That it is for us,
you need
to begin to dig around. Yes. It takes off to cut off dirty branches, all the long arcs, pruning off all the paradise that you bear fruits, to water you with much water in the
world.
It needs to preach much. The word of God not twisted in meaning,
and
that not subtracted from,
but
has 2, 4 and above commands, 2, 4 and above verses from the Old and New Testament, to be cleansed that we get worthy. 1 year, we have to commit ourselves so much.
kubanga no moyo omuntu kubyagambya
even the Holy Spirit said there
tinange mukama wafu Yesu ndi wamona awe
to our Lord Jesus I'm together with you
zebana ankolere ekintu kimu
me when they will do for me one thing
and
they praise the Father and they worship him and they pray prophetic prayers in the midst of worship and praising.
Me,
I'm to do all possible. I turn them to people whom God wants. Servants who are glorious. Now unto our Lord we need to commit ourselves in 1 year that we appear perfect. In 1 year. Only 1 year. I think you read a bit more in the Corinthians. In 1 year. As
Macedonia.
Even the Macedonian church. In 1 year. But I want to show you what they did within that 1 year. It's not been us that were first given 1 year.
It
has ever been upon our brethren
Macedonia.
In the Macedonian church. Yes. And they gave them 1 year. But they committed themselves so much. And they worked much. And they offered much for that work. More than their ability.
It's to ourselves
as Uganda commit ourselves to the Lord. To join in unity. And to work together in unity. And to give all we can.
At least to set up
the television of the worldwide call, radio, and to begin to preach in power, all worship and praise, all prophetic prayers, and then we'll be saved. Let's read we hear.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yomunana nolu njiri olusoka.
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
Eratu bategeza aboluganda Mr. Chaka tonda HIV wa mukanisa ze Makedonia.
Karisomee sura ya mwenda. Nyoli soka.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yomwenda. Nyoli nyoli soka.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 1.
Kubange vyo kuweleza abatukuvu. Pechineta agisa kubiba wandikira.
For concerning the ministering to the holy ones, it is unnecessary for me to write to you.
Nyoli nyoli okubiri.
Verse 2.
Kubanga manyo kwagala kwa mwe. Kwenye nyumiririzamu eliaba Makedoni kuruwa mwe. Nga Akaya ya kamaro mwaka gumu. Okwete kateka. Noko nyikira kwa mwe. Kwa kubiriza vanji mubo.
For I know the eagerness of your mind. For which I boast of you to them of Macedonia. That Akaya was ready a year ago. And your zeal has provoked very many. Yes. They are ready in 1 year. 1 year. They put in all the love.
Uganda.
For all the other nations. As our motto is for God and our country. We have to commit ourselves this year. Commit ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ. That it is upon our land. Our hearts.
That
cut off all the things in unrighteousness. That it washes water with through the words. That it makes us worthy. Before the Father. In this 1 year. If it's not that,
the
year 2025, it will be many beatings, troubles and the cries, lamentations and problems in the nation Uganda. God will not be accusing us of any other thing. It will not be only our sins, but be the destruction of other nations. Many are falling in hell. Many are heading unto lake of fire for our not standing. Prophets have come from nations. One who seemeth latest. The worldwide preacher. Evangelist Benehain. In the year 2019, he gave a prophecy.
This
call has to begin officially.
In the year
2022 that we finished. But still we did nothing. Some we rose up there using name of revival restoration that we gather tithes and the offerings that we eat, but we've not thought of what it means. As nations are in the fasting and they yearn for the revival, they yearn for the revival
of
all things unto them. Of the heavens and earth,
they be
known the way they were, the way they're supposed to be, the way they'll be forever and ever. We thought
a
word given us, eat, drink, and we get satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we need in 1 year that given us this year 2024, we need to commit ourselves.
Now,
be like the Macedonians in Achaia. Yes. They committed themselves.
And
they were ready in 1 year. It's enough. We need to commit ourselves. The signs show that we have to commit ourselves. They are going to immediately begin. I prove they have already even set off to begin. There are going to be signs show as we have to commit ourselves to the Lord. There are going to be things failing us as a nation, Uganda. And we are failed to handle them. And we need to cry unto the Lord.
It's
not to leave them fail on ourselves alone, but for the nations.
There are
debts going to fail the government to pay them. In all the organs of the economic sector, in the health sector, in the education, every debt is to rise up. This very year,
2020,
we are going to be signs to show we have to commit ourselves much to the Lord. In 1 year, we fulfill the worldwide call upon the nation Uganda. We are going to have things fail us, and leaders will rise up to proclaim prayers.
They will proclaim
praise and worship to the Lord when we have failed. I am sure by the Holy Spirit, you just wait, you are going to see it. Because God has not silenced those He told us to happen. Changes in the church, in the politics, in the economic sector. Right there we are battle off. He told that to us the past year, as we enter 2023. Changes in the health sector, in the education.
You're
changing a little
bit,
but it too, it staggered your way. Changes would not have been bad, but we've not yet known why. Social relations. Social relations are going to change. Some unions will break from us and begin to isolate us.
It
started last year and it began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we need to commit ourselves. Let's read the verse 3.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yomwenda nolunyiro lokusatu.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 3.
Na yetuma abooluganda okwenyumiriza kwaffe kulwamwe kulemo kuboko obwerere mu kigambo ekyo gabwe njogedde mulyoke mweteeketeeke.
Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, you may be ready. Let us be ready. Yes, people spoken with in nations abroad.
They entered
this nation this year. They are coming. He's spoken with them that I've gone to prepare them in all way possible. Enter the nation. Take there what is used to be used in the worldwide call. But what's most charged us as Uganda doesn't want to find us when we are not ready.
He has
sent men and women from all
nations,
enter this nation 2024. ngekibalese what's brought them kuitibwa kwa katonde lya manga guno kuri kugwanga lya Uganda mu Africa. God is worldwide call on the nation Uganda in Africa. Omulimu ogusemba yokusema zinga wenseno final work on this planet earth campaign yokuru kudizibwa obujjo in revival okuzo bujjo kwebintu in restoration of all things ebyo mugune kunsi of heavens and earth imanyiwenga bwe byali known the way they were erabikore bwenga bwe byali and the way they were erango ebino kuba it is supposed to be erango bibere mirembe ne the way they will be forever and ever.
Abasajja n'abakazi abatumye nenga fatukutidde baleme tusiŋŋaana nga
tetwetegese
gwe guno omwaka gwokka gwe twetaaga okuba nga twetegese ate mu
abasindikidde
era nga ngwe nkugamba
leerotutandikirawo
twagalawo tumenyewo
mangu
tuteekewo ekizimbe kirina okubeerako ttivi.
Put there a structure to put near television. And the men and women are coming. They come with luggage. With all to be used. And they come determined. To support.
Passing
through their gifts in the columns. This worldwide call to move on. I believe as you believe. Beyond. Because I heard it and I saw it in the meeting. I was called with ears and eyes. One who can understand the language, he's understood it. I was called with ears and eyes. I did go as me. But they took my ears and eyes.
The meeting seat and the
ears hearing, yet I'm on this earth. That's why I've told you. I was called ears and the eyes. Has it ever happened on you?
And
you see your eyes when you are sleeping, but your eyes are moving elsewhere. Or you hear things from America when you hear. I was called ears and eyes. I wasn't called the whole of me. That I would check from the body, I went in the dream of vision or in the trance. I was called Urim and the Thummim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read more verses here.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esuula ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 4.
Mpoza ba Makedonia abalala bwebali jana ange bwebali basanganga temweteesetese fo butogerera mmwe tuleme okukwatibwa ensonyi mukusubira okwo.
Lest perhaps if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we that we send out you should be ashamed in this same confident boosting. Yes.
Katonda ye mukakafu.
God is sure we are to stand. And when we refuse, he brings out the beatings.
He's
not going to change the worldwide call from the nation Uganda. Beatings. Going to beat in their 2025. But this year is going to sample us.
So
we have to commit ourselves. If you refuse, 2025, do not look for me. For me too, I will have nothing to tell him. I will be hiding myself. I pray has mercy that he never beats me along.
2025,
if you will be crying when you don't align yourself, and you say the other man was a prophet, he was an apostle, he spoke upon us terrifying words. Let's look for him.
It
not be me, for me to have been sent and I'm an apostle. You know, you are joking. God does never joke. He will come beat you.
Wait,
he's going to sample you this year. You will hear tears. But when it comes of beating, I have told you, just once, on the first, 2024 is when I've told you these words of the Lord. When they will come to beat you. You know what they call wars? Inside wars and outside wars. They are what you're going to see.
He
will take protection from all the borders, even in the midst of you. All the time he has protected you, Uganda. Not because you, but for the worldwide call that upon you, Uganda. But if you fail,
you
are going to see what it means to be as Congo, to be as Ethiopia, to be as Sudan. Don't you see you are bearing those thieves and corrupt? But you no more have them. You're going to fight among yourselves. You even wonder how you have been bearing each other all this long. Understand it has been the Lord. You
do
the robber know it's been the Lord who has been bearing you that you get aligned. You who it's bribed and your corrupt official, you understand that it's not Ugandans who bear you. It has been the Lord. You say you are a servant of God and you are a robber. Don't you feel there's any person who beared you? It has been the Lord. But only this year is what is given all us to align ourselves. You might say, how long is taken no beating? He has been bearing us.
This
time he doesn't want him to be ashamed. To send people from nations like last time. He sent the Austrian men. And they reached here and they found nothing there. You're not to ashamed God.
And
God speaks with people. Go in Uganda. There is a final work. And they reach here, there is nothing. The men said,
we are going disappointed.
To the younger, to the disappointed.
It's
not that God lied to them, there's no work.
We were not read as Ugandans.
But the 20th citizen of Uganda, there was nothing. Those men, when they come, I was 2 years. 2 to 3 years. They had not made 5 years. Imagine from that time, I grew with beards just as you have them. Somebody said, yeah, women have no beards. You have your beards, levers.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing. Our colleagues who began the work, like Apostle John Mulinde
of Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
the World Trumpet Mission, those we rose to fight them. Until we destroyed them, they got weakened and they cast the work aside. As we have come, and there is no any foundation of the worldwide call upon the nation Uganda, we began hanging in space and we sit here prepare ourselves. But he says, he rebukes all of us together. Whether full knowledge we prepared 7 years past,
this
we to still hold weakness, we're not yet determined. Others, after we give for this work, he said, we come for the offerings, we eat all of them. And the work cannot be done. So there's still a problem. We need to commit ourselves even beyond. Let's read the next verse.
2 Corinthians
chapter 9, verse 5.
Chevudendo woza ngachingwanide okwega yirira aboluganda. bankulembere okujja gye muli basooke balongoose omukisa gwammwe gwe mwasuubiza edda olyoke gweteeketeeke ng'omukisa so singa ekisoloozebwa.
Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go beyond unto you and make up beforehand your gifts, of which you had noticed before, that the same may be ready as a matter of gift, and not as an extortion. Yes. There are people here sent to come to give us proof. There are things they come with.
Showing
going to be a sign, begin the work. And that this our blessing to stand to minister. Let it not be a curse. So that we hold up,
Uganda,
join us Uganda to do the worldwide call.
We
have a way we are mean. No, we are not united.
Like,
the blessing of this is going to be spoiled. Let me send the heathens. They go prove to them that what you speak as the worldwide call on you, it is real. And this is brought there for this work. And when we give, we don't need to be fundraising. They are going to come with what they have come with. It's not to be fundraising and fundraisings. Even others are within this nation. He has spoken with them. Even those they are meant to meet, he has spoken them to them. Even those they have not told them is to put signs, they will follow them until they have reached where they are meant to reach. And where they are to take those offerings for this work of the worldwide call.
Abakolise chokubiri esura eyo mwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6.
Naye kyenjogedde kino nti asiga entono alikungula ntono era asiga nyingi alikungula nyingi.
But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
let's commit ourselves in all the ministration as possible. Let us not fail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Him, the Holy Spirit. God, the word one you know as the Son Jesus Christ. After he said, give me 1 year. The Holy Spirit to put there his intercession unto the Father and the Son. And he said, me too, I want. Allow me. I turn them into new people. But me too, I request one thing unto Ugandans.
All
those knowing about this call,
they
commit themselves in all praise and all worship.
The
gift they give you, Father and the Son, may I'll turn them into new people. It's free, is going to do it.
You
what to do is to praise. Lift the young and the old. Teach song of praise in all places.
Tegeka.
Prepare. Gatherings of praise and worship. And in there are prophecy. In the entire Uganda prepare. You are going to see transformation. The Holy Spirit put intercession. That is speaks of in Romans chapter
8,
verse
26
and 27. And
it
says this. Romans chapter
8,
verse
26.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we know not what should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
27.
And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the holy ones according to the will of God. Yes. Does he that as the will of God is? Just as the Son wills. As the Lord Jesus wills. And he said, it's one thing they should do.
Ugandan
should set off
in
praising and worshiping of God which has never been
in
the whole world, basically in Uganda. I'm to turn them into new people. As they have prayed prophetic prayers, of
intercession,
of thanksgiving, and glorifying God, and prophetic prayers, and there are thanksgiving. Producing to the Lord, thanking Him, and they are for glorifying Him. Prayers of repentance, intercession, in supplication. Yes. Prophetic prayers of repentance, intercession,
in
supplication.
Wakati mukutendereza,
the midst of praise,
wakati mukusinza katonda kitafu,
of worshiping God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Esale zobu na biezo kuwebwa,
prophetic prayers to be given,
ngabasabe omoyo omutukufu ake,
ask the Holy Spirit to come in his fullness.
They ask
thousands of holy angels. They come down in ministration. They ask for gifts and callings. Also prophets and pastors. Evangelists of the word of God. Teachers. Work of miracles. All those gifts the Holy Spirit raise them. They go in the worldwide call. Prophetic prayers of warfare.
Wakati mukutendereza.
The midst of praising.
Wakati mukusinza.
The midst of worship.
Era nagamba.
And he said,
obutakyerabira,
never to forget it.
Guitibwa omwaka ogw'okutendereza.
Let it be called the year of praise and worship of God. The year 2024.
Omwaka ogw'entandikwa.
The year of the beginning.
Ey'okutendereza n'okusinza Katonda okw'amaanyi.
Of the great praise and worshiping of God worldwide.
Amen. And it's
known as the year of the chance. The last chance of Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just as it's in the Samuel.
Samuel chisoke suri yekumi.
1 Samuel chapter 10.
Orunyiri okutandika orukutano.
Starting from verse 5.
Orumukaga.
And 6.
Samuel chisoka esule yekumi n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5.
N'olyokotuka ku lusozi lwa Katonda awali ekigo ky'Abafirisuuti. Awo olunaatuuka bonaba ng'otuuse eyo mu kibuga, onoosiŋŋana ebibiina ekibiina ky'abannabbi nga baserengeta nga bava mu kifo ekigulumivu, nga balina entongoli n'ebitaasa n'endere n'ennanga nga bibakulembedde, era banaaba nga bawa obunnabbi.
After that, you shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when you are come there to the city, that you shall meet a company of the prophets coming down from the high place with the harp, and the tabalin, and the flute, and the lyre, before them, and they shall prophesy. Verse
6.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Yes. We are going to play all the instruments, those of God. As we praise, as we dance in all way.
Mukusinza kunna mufuko omoyo gwaffe
maso ga Mukama. Our spirit before the Lord.
Ngatubuyana iranga tuyayana.
As we yearn before him.
Ngatugweri ngatubuyana.
As we lie down. We yearn.
Ngatusinda mungeri yonna.
Groaning in all way.
Okudala ngo omuntu kuvatukula.
The Holy Spirit answers.
Abantu abajja.
Into new people.
Ngatujja ke kivume.
Getting off the scorn.
Ngatujja ko kulemererwa.
Getting off failure.
Uganda,
as Uganda have failed to stand for the worldwide call, when we do that, God turns to new creations. The Holy Spirit said one thing,
Uganda,
Uganda, do for me one thing. Enter into praising
and
worshipping of God. He is God the Father. God the Word the Son.
Jesus
Christ. The greatest worship. The greatest praise.
It
moves there 2024.
Me,
I'll come in your midst. I turn you to new creations. You get worthy of your calling. Brethren, I cannot miss. I cannot miss. Move as you sing. Praising and worshiping God.
When
we gather praise, worship so much.
Begin
worshiping, keeping His commandments. In the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11,
we're
going to get worthy of the calling and all the goods of every good work of our calling. The calling from you, an individual person, upon you there are gifts and callings, those we join up together, we fulfill the worldwide call. That's on the nation Uganda.
Africa.
In Africa.
East Africa.
Here in East Africa. Listen that verse.
2
Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Katonda waffe abasanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe era atuukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Therefore also, we pray always for you, that our goal to count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness, and the work of faith with power. Yes.
It,
let me tell you, it's on Uganda. Because Uganda is what for the nations. Nations, he said, let him first leave them.
He's
interceding for us. We get worthy of our calling. All the good things worthy of the good work of faith. That's why
there
are those he has sent. He reached them, spoke with them. Outside and within Uganda. To bring things worthy for this ministration.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we not remember it.
So we should not fail. Only one thing you should do. Don't forget the worship begins from keeping commandments, laws, and the judgments. But when we do
it
like that, they are not in the commands of God. We would worship and praise in vain. We must have humbled to the word of God, the light of the commandments, the lamp of the commandments, light of the laws, the judgments of God. That is justice. The statutes of God and the ordinances of God. Right, then we are to worship very well. The Holy Spirit turns us to new creations. Because when He speaks,
He
says, at times we honor Him upon our mouth and worship Him in vain. It's not what we are going to do. Let's read in the mouth till you hear. Matthew chapter 15 from verse 7.
Mweba nafusi, Isaiah ya waburunjo unabikumwe, ngagambanti.
You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you saying. Verse 8.
Abantu bano banzi samwe chitiwa chakumimwa, na yomutima gwawe gundi wala.
These people draw near unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse
9.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yes. They teach doctrines as commandments of men to keep. Many times we own a demon a mouth.
Uganda,
that you stand that we have Uganda, the word
revival.
And we do revival. And we speak. We just speak on our mouth. We are here for God, yet we've not stood.
But
this time we don't put worship in our mouth.
We begin
worship, keep his commandments, laws and the judgments, statutes and ordinances of God, as the light of his word is. Right now we set off to worship, come from our hearts,
in
spirit and in the truth, that's in the word of God. When we reach to dance, you dance with all your strength. Don't mind of any person. You shake the waist, you begin to jump and skip, lay before the Lord, you thank him, you wish him for yourself, love him, embrace him and dance
when
we reach in the praising. Every type of holy dance, you know, you get it out. God is going to curse everyone
who
speak of that praise, worshipping, asking, what is that? You ask it. The wife of Saul. The sister of Saul. Yes. He saw King David dancing before the Lord. And
the
clock fell, she spoke against him. And they cast her. You know, in the First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 20 to 29, when you reach to praise, I want to skip like a calf.
Pause
for only 3 months as we build here. And we come back, set off. But there wherever you will be, putting songs and you begin to dance, you praise the Lord. Whether worship, whether on the way, you play music as you feel. They find you singing, whether in the kitchen, whether in the toilet, whether bathing, whether sleeping, whether eating,
still
worship, you begin from there. We want to see only worship of truth.
Brethren,
God is to fulfill. If you feel you have been a taxi, if you
are
to sing for them, begin to sing the
gate.
Don't mind, get off the taxi, get aside. You first sing. Have you understood me well? Everywhere you are on the
water,
no one to make noise for them. You dance, worship him. Be in that mood. You are dancing. You are mourning within you and you are dancing. They don't want to make noise for them. Mourn within you.
Those,
office we work, they don't want to make noise. You mourn within you. Mourning as you worship him. You are mourning, gosh. Though you are on the dining, I mean my dining. If you feel the mood, you sing. You leave the other do what they do, you keep worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't want any place you live.
It's no praise.
Worship God in spirit and truth.
You
want to live in a place where there's no filled with the Holy Spirit. You want to be filled well with the Holy Spirit. Don't live in a gap, not where there's no praise. Sleep in that mood and you are taking sleep. And you end in heaven. And in the spiritual world you're singing. You're going to be poured upon amazing songs. They are filled of praise, filled of the worship. Let's read you here. First Chronicles chapter 15 from verse 20.
Zekaria ne Azaria ti ne Azieri ne Semiramosi ne Yacheri ne Uni ne Riabu ne Masaya ne Benaya ngabali ne tongoli ngabali ne tongoli ezecha lamosi.
Zekaria and Aziel and Shemilamoth and Jael and Uni and Eliab and Messiah and Benaiah with harps according to Alamoth. Verse 21.
Ne Matisia, ne Eriferiku,
First
Chronicles chapter 15 verse 26.
Awolwatuka katonda muyayamba abalevi abasitule sanduke yendagano ya mukama ne bawayete musanvu ne mbuze nnume musanvu.
And it came to pass when God helped the Levites that bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams.
27.
Dawudi
nayamba lo munagiro ogwa bafute nnungi. Nabalevi bonna abasitule sanduko nabayimbi ne Kenaniya omukulu w'okuyimba wamu nabayimbi ti wamu nabayimbi era Dawudi yali ayambadde kanzu eya bafuta.
And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bore the ark, and the singers, and the Chenaniah, the leaders of the music with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Verse
28.
Then thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shoutings and with sound of cornets and with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with lyres and harps. Verse
29. Mikali, muwala wa Saulo, naliingiza mudirisa, nalaba kabaka Daudi, ngazina, era ngazanya, namunyoma mutima gwe.
And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Mikal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah,
she saw her, him, dancing, playing before the Lord. Let me tell you, she despised him, but they cast her, she remained barren. God is going to be casting everything we cast us.
Despise
the nation Uganda. If with their praise and we play,
we're
going to bring ropes here and we hold it and we begin to skip. We are skipping for the Lord. We
round game.
Put their round game. We play from there. We bring the dodgy game. We part together as we are praising the Lord. What we are going to do in this place, we put there these games and we skip in as we play them. Yes, I tell you, we are going to praise as we play. We skip like colors. We rotate. Those who see upon them what will happen on them. You know in 2 Samuel.
2
Samuel chapter 6 verse 21 and 23. When she despised, she was cast. And she never gave birth. We are going to pass through casting whatever has been casting the nation. Everything which hindered us to stand. Every evil spirit or demon the trouble of failure. We stand.
Samuel Chokobiri, a Sule Yomukaga, no Nira Makomi Abidi.
2 Samuel, chapter 6, verse 20.
Kasomabidi Morum.
Samuel Chokobiri, a Sule Yomukaga, no Niri Orabidi Morum.
2 Samuel, chapter 6, verse 21.
Dawdi Nagama Mikarinti, Chaba Demumasoga Mukama, a Yanonda, Okusinga Chitao, Nokusinga Nyumba Yona, Okufu Rom Kuruaba to Mamukama, Owa Isira Yiri.
And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me before your father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I make merry before the Lord. Verse 22.
Erene yongeranga okweto waza di. Era neyongeranga okweto waza kukirawo era nabanga nyomebwa mu maso gangenze na yabazana boyogedde kabo bali nti bali zisamwe chitibwa.
And I will yet be more contemptible than this and will be abased in my own sight, and of the maid servants whom you have spoken of them shall I be held in honor. Verse 23.
Mikali mwala wa Saulo nata zala mwana okusa kuna kuyafira.
Therefore Mikal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. When we written in the praising, told you whether it is the taxi, stop it, get on the sides. Those who see you speak things not right, it's up to them. Have you understood me? Don't act in chaos as the trouble get aside. If you're on the work, you moan as you sing it yourself. And as you tie something in the waist, and you're in the suit of the office. When God gave us here 2024,
to be
the last chance in the nation Uganda to stand. Our Lord Jesus said, me, I'm to dig for them and water them in the ones and they bear fruits. What does we say now? May they commit themselves, they praise, worship the Father, they pray all prophetic prayers, may I turn them to
creation.
Worship, they worship
his spirit,
not on their lips and their mouth, but
give
them power of their hearts.
Before
God play, think and skip for them. May I cast whoever cast them. As I turn them new people, I turn them glorious, I turn them powerful. But if we refuse, in the Isaiah 19 say, I will smite them as I heal, beating till they will stand. The next year 2025, it will be beating on a consuming fire in the nation Uganda. Though is to sample us in this year to show it's worthy us commit ourselves to the Lord, worthy us to fulfill the worldwide call on us as nation Uganda, and it's to appoint some people to bring things to be used. But if we refuse, this pox saying he will strike as he heals, beaten as he heals, until we shall stand. Let's read this verse. We live here.
Okay. Katuve kule kuminenye.
Isaiah chapter 19 from verse 14.
Mukama atando moyo gobubambavu wakati muyo eraba cham nti eraba chamiza misiri mubuli mulimu gwayo gomutamivu atagata ngasesema.
The Lord has mixed a perverse spirit in its midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in her every work, as a drunkard man staggers in his vomit. When he speaks of Egypt, BC passing through prophets. Anytime he spoke of Egypt, he spoke of the entire Africa. But when you come from verse 5 to 8, there has the source of the river Nile, what he speaks of. That which is most have perversions of work. Stagger, today we plant vanilla. Tomorrow we plant coffee. Next time paper.
Kutagala kusemba kuka.
Targaring.
Na ina agamba mnyure kuminetu.
Yet he said in verse 15.
Isaiah sura ya kumina umuenda. Nolu nyiri ole kuminetano.
Isaiah chapter 19 verse 15.
Sote wali wa mulimu gona gwa misiri oguli. Oguli nzika. Ogukolebua omutwe. Obo mchira. Olusansa oba chitogo.
Neither shall be any work for Egypt which the head or tail, palm branch or bulrush may do.
Africa, ya wamu ya the Misri.
Entire Africa, which was known as Egypt,
Africa,
mostly
Uganda.
The Pearl of Africa, Uganda, they don't have any work which makes them head or tail. They do every work. Not that they are professionals to manufacture cars or bicycles or pancake.
Wapi?
Nothing. You cannot. They have no work waking them.
Third world.
It's a third world. But he said in the verse
16.
Isaiah chapter 19, verse
16.
In that day shall Egypt be like women, and shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shakes over it. On the other day, he left it hanging.
But
begin on the date of fasts. In the year 2025. You will see the heavy hand of the Lord. If 2024 you don't use it well as Uganda.
Uganda's last chance.
Chance here you gun the same by you.
Before the Lord.
Masoga mukama.
Year 2024.
Mwaka
to stand to fulfill God's worldwide call upon it.
Okuyimirira otukizo kuchwa kwesizo no kwa mukama kujiriko.
Era yogera nti ajja kupa.
And he speaks, he will strike them. Strike, he'll see whether we've gotten lined. See, we're not lined, he beats us again. Let's finish with the verse. Isaiah chapter 19, verse
22.
And the Lord shall strike Egypt. He shall strike and heal it. And they shall return even to the Lord. And he shall be entreated by them and shall heal them. Till standing, he will strike and heal. And
you
malign. He strike again. Till we shall stand as Uganda. Now ask yourself, if we fail
here
2024, the year of our chance to stand fulfill the worldwide call, and
they
come 2025 with a strolls.
But what did someone do?
Not ever understand why. Understand by the role it will be hard. You know, if you instruct a child, understand freely and they fail.
Sometimes
with the role you can even make them die. But still the role takes away foolishness.
So to imitate Uganda.
So let's stand Uganda. Year 2024.
It's
the only chance we have before God. As we first heard, our Lord Jesus put in the session in Luke 13, verse 6, up to 9. The Father, murmuring. Uganda failed to stand. To fulfill our call. And as he chased us, the Lord Jesus says, leave me that I did for them. I water them with water in the words. When they refuse to bear fruits, and then you take them away. Holy Spirit said, no. I'll turn them to new people. They get one of that call. It's one thing they should do. That year, the beginning of the greatest worship and praise of God in the entire world. And spirit on truth. They turn them to new people. He said, when we fail that,
and
Ugandans refuse,
then
the father stretch your hand 2025,
you
strike them till they stand. You be careful, Uganda. I've spoken this to you as Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Full
knowledge of God National Ministries. When the goodness will happen, you will thank the Lord. But when that of evil will happen, still you will seek for him. 2025. Be very well. Bye.